This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to be back home again. Yes, I say again because this is the third time I've been asked to speak at Central High School graduation. Mine was not one of them. They didn't ask me to speak. Not only did they not ask me to speak, they asked me to put my clothes back on.
That was comedian Adam Sandler speaking on Saturday at the graduation ceremony for his alma mater, Manchester Central High School in New Hampshire. Sandler had his fun, but it's not a joyous time for thousands of students in Massachusetts who failed the state's mandatory achievement test, the MCAS. Almost 3,000 students will not be getting their diplomas this year, a higher number than usual, due in part to a new science portion of the MCAS. Half of those 3,000 students are minorities, almost half were poor, and nearly 60% come from urban school districts. Which leads my next guest to say that in cities and towns like his, the MCAS has effectively created an unfair double standard that's creating a permanent underclass of young people. Scott Lang is mayor of New Bedford, and he joins me now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Mayor Lang.
Thanks very much for having me.
So why don't you describe what the situation is down there in New Bedford? Are your students struggling with the MCAS, and if so, how much?
Well, our over the past 6 years, our students have been within a tolerance of the state average, which means anywhere from 6-7, some years 4-5% of the people who are going to receive a degree don't receive it. So in any given year, it could be 25, 30, 35 young people who end up getting a certificate of achievement or a certificate of attendance, which was given before I became mayor. That means that they have met all the requirements of the school system as far as passing all the required courses, which were taught by licensed teachers, which was a approved curriculum by the state, have met the attendance requirements. In many cases, they've been active participants in the social structure of the school, of the extracurricular activities of the school, and they don't get a high school diploma. And the reason they don't get it is because up until now, they either did not pass the English portion of the MCAS or the math portion of the MCAS or both.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening this year now is that we have, the last count, approximately 69 students, so almost double that we normally see, who will not get a diploma with their class and may not get a diploma because they have failed either English, math, and or the science portion of the test.
And that's 69 out of roughly 530 students in
Bedford.
That's right.
So we've gone from 6.5, 7% up to almost 13% as a result
versus
of this
four,
given year.
Versus some 4% for the state average.
And we've had, well, the state actually runs anywhere from 4 to 6% depending on the year. And the state, just so people understand the numbers and that we don't think that we're dealing with a handful of students, since MCAS is required, there are 25,000 students in the state of Massachusetts, public school students, who did everything that you or I did to get a high school diploma but have not received one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not 69 kids in New Bedford. It's not another handful in Lawrence or Lowell or Boston or in Pittsfield or Springfield or in Dartmouth or in Mansfield or wherever it might be out on the Cape. The fact is it's 25,000 students around the state who now have dropout status but didn't drop out. They weren't standing on a street corner. They were attending school for 13 years. In second grade, Miss Jones said, little Johnny, please watch the class. I've got to run Sally down to the nurse's office. In eighth grade, they gave their book reports, passed all their tests, whatever it was. One quarterbacked the team. One was the head of the glee club, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
They all participated, and we're not only leaving them behind, but we don't mark them as far as saying, okay, we're going to do the remediation programs with you. We don't have a comprehensive system to make sure that we recapture them and make sure that they get their diploma by going through this one-size-fits-all test.
But Mayor Lang,
they're out as dropout status. That is a big problem for society.
Mayor Lang, if I might just ask a quick question here. I see what you're saying about the fact that these are students who, except for the MCAS, have fulfilled all the requirements for graduation. But some would say, on the flip side, if that's the case, why couldn't they pass MCAS? I mean, that's just the last sort of demonstration that they have met the standard put out by the state for acceptability in terms of receiving a diploma that's, you know, blessed by the state of Massachusetts?
You know, I'm going to tell you two quick responses to that. First of all, I don't know why they can't, and God knows I pray every day that they would. But for whatever reason, each year, approximately 4 to 6% don't pass in the state. They pass everything else, but they don't pass the MCAS. A latter second, English is a second language. A number are special ed students. Some students don't test well. Some students' cognitive type of skills are not what's necessary to pass a bubble test. But in fact, if your muffler fell off your car, they could fix it faster than anyone who aced the MCAS test. So the answer is it's the MCAS test is not something that's appropriate to determine whether you're worthy of entering our society as a high school graduate. 13 years of school perhaps is more appropriate. And what I'll submit to you that proves this beyond a shadow of a doubt is if you happen to go to a private school, if you happen to go to a religious or parochial school, the fact is you don't take the MCAS.
Yes.
And those 13 years are validation of you moving through a system and having the skill to be a high school graduate. So, and then the most ironic of all points of this is that let's assume you pass the MCAS and I happen to go to a private school or a religious school. We submit our applications to UMass Amherst or UMass Boston or one of the state colleges. I'm not even talking about the private colleges. I'm talking about the state college system or the state university system. They don't differentiate MCAS diplomas from private or parochial school diplomas. A high school diploma is a high school diploma in the admission process, and they don't even get the MCAS scores. So MCAS achievement is absolutely irrelevant when it comes to applying to our own state colleges, let alone the private school, private colleges and universities, which the situation is exactly the same.
Well, on that note, actually, we spoke with State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester not long ago about this issue of the MCAS, and he pretty much adamantly said that the test should and will remain a graduation requirement in the state of Massachusetts.
I do believe that it's absolutely appropriate for the Commonwealth to hold students to a level of having learned basic skills in reading and math and writing and science to be a high school graduate.
So Mayor Scott Lang of New Bedford, I mean, really, what would you have the state do instead? It doesn't sound like you're asking to abolish the MCAS, but
no,
more like...
I'm all for the MCAS.
Pulling its teeth, though, and saying, hey, we don't actually need it as a graduation requirement.
Right. You want to evaluate schools. You want to evaluate learning capabilities. You want to evaluate teachers regarding by using the MCAS test. I'm all for it. That's what its purpose was to begin with.
Do you worry that if we actually did eliminate it as a graduation requirement, that would end up dropping standards or the quality of education at schools because teachers wouldn't be worried about having their students reach that standard at least?
I don't think at all. In fact, and I think it would take away the pressure for teaching for the test, which means that we throw out everything, the baby in the bathwater, instead of teaching whole kids. We're literally tutoring kids on how to pass a test. And I've been in the classroom when they've indicated if it says may in the question, then you eliminate the two questions that say shall, and then you guess between the two that say may if you don't know the answer. That's not how you build whole citizens. But what I would say is this. The situation, I think, is pretty simple to resolve. If we trust the parochial and private schools to issue a diploma based on 13 years of performance, and that's called the high school diploma, then let's award the same high school diploma to the public school kids. And if the kids take the MCAS and pass it, let's give them an MCAS high school diploma. And what will happen here, then those diplomas will be differentiated by the colleges and universities or the employers, number one. Number two, a high school diploma will still allow, there'll be plenty of kids who don't take or don't pass the MCAS who will far exceed and excel in life over some kid who does. But let everybody who comes in 13 years, meets the qualifications, whether in public, private, or parochial school, lets them go out, compete, excel to their highest level possible. It'll be a much more balanced society. We don't have the other thing that we don't have if you have a system like we have right now is a situation. We do not have a never ending supply of resources. The kid who doesn't get a high school diploma is tantamount to a dropout in society. And what happens is we know a kid without a high school diploma earns almost $400,000 less than a student who's got a high school diploma over the course of their working career. So that's $400,000 that society does not get the benefit of from the standpoint of economic power within any community. The other thing is that we know they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in direct aid. So every child who's done everything that a parochial school or religious school student did, who does not get a high school diploma because they didn't pass the MCAS, cost society money in direct support, which is the equivalent of a silent tax on society.
Yeah. Well, that's Mayor Scott Lang. He's mayor of New Bedford. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mayor Lang.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for highlighting this issue.
Well, before we go today, if you're not a basketball fan, we have a tip for something else you can do tonight. And it has to do with B-E-E-R, both drinking it and spelling words like it. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is here to tell us more. Hey there, Adam.
Hello, Magna. So this is actually like an emerging Somerville tradition. It's this Tuesday night adult spelling bee at Highland Kitchen, which I checked out a couple of Tuesday nights ago. It's put on by a pair of real characters. It's Victor Tiernan and Nicole Pierce, who run this kind of alt dance theater company called Ego Art. So they take words straight out of scripts. They use the same rules. So do you want to give it a try, Magna?
Okay, you're going to test me here.
Okay, so the night I was there, this was the last word of the night. I'm going to put your shoes into the shoes of the contestant.
Okay.
Okay, Matthew, would you please spell lidetines?
Lidetines.
Definition?
The definition is an understatement in which an affirmative is expressed by a negative of the contrary.
And the origin?
For example, he's not a bad catcher. The origin is Greek.
Okay, Magna, for the win.
Lidetines. Okay. L-Y... D-O-T-I-N-E-S?
All right, let's see what our judges say.
Oh, that's okay. No.
Too bad.
Yeah, very bad.
Let's hear what the right answer was.
L-I-T-O-T-E-S.
We have a winner.
Wow, so I got it wrong by, like, multiple letters.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, I gotta say. So that was the Highland Kitchen Spelling Bee tonight, and every Tuesday night at the Highland Kitchen in Somerville, they're doing the Champions Night July 20th.
I certainly won't be there as a champion, but I might be there to witness it. Thank you so much, Adam.
Sure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.